Hey folks, producer Jim here from the Around the House radio show, America's number one home improvement powerhouse. I've seen Eric test thousands of gadgets over his 30 plus years as a certified kitchen designer. And he's just dropped his hand-curated top 10 picks for 2026 that'll make your home smarter, safer, and way more efficient. Rush to AroundTheHouseOnline.com, top products, now. Click the bold names for Amazon deals and snag them before they're gone. Eric G's favorites for 2026. Your house deserves this upgrade. Welcome to Around the House with Eric G, your go-to source for everything home improvement. Whether you're a DIY enthusiast or just looking to make your space shine, Eric G is here to guide you through the latest tips, tricks, and trends. So grab your toolbox, put on your thinking cap, and let's get to work right here on Around the House with Eric G.
Welcome to the Around the House show, your trusted source and number one home improvement information center. Thanks for joining me today. This is our midweek update. This is that show that we do that we talk about the stuff that didn't make it into last weekend's show and, of course, isn't going to make it into this weekend's show. And we got a lot to talk about today. There's a lot going on out there in the home improvement world, and it's always interesting to see. First off, this is that time of year where kind of chaos comes because it is trade show season for everyone in our industry. Within about, let's say 8 weeks, you have everything from the biggest home improvement to construction trade shows in the U.S. are right now. We start out the first week of the year with the Consumer Electronics Show. We get into the World of Concrete. There's all these different shows that we have. And coming up here in about, I'll be flying out just over a week from today for my 9 or 10 days down in Orlando, Florida for Design and Construction Week, which is the end of my show season for that. Always a lot of fun, but there's always a lot going on. Everybody's rushing to get all their press releases out the door. We have this amazing show that I'll really be able to show you this year a little bit more of what to see in the show because, man, there's some great stuff out there. First thing, before we get into the stuff I wanted to talk about, I wanted to talk real quick about the recalls that we see out there. Not too much stuff. There is one thing, though, that I saw on the CPSC.gov website, Adams Manufacturing recalls their Adirondack patio chairs. These are those plastic ones that are always stacked up in front of the Lowe's or Home Depot. They only had about 6,100 of them, and that's probably what I see at a regular Home Depot store anyway. But they say they can crack and collapse, posing injury and fall hazard. I thought that was, to be honest, part of buying those, that at some point someone is going to hit the ground. And it could be whether you're sitting by the fire or anything else. Those things tend to fall and crack, and I'm not even the biggest dude. That's an interesting one. Other than that, there's just a few little things out there. Johnson Health Tech expands recall to include their Matrix Retail and Vision treadmills due to fire hazard. So let's not go light everything else up there. And so there's some different things on there. There's always lots of kids things that where people miss the mark, which has to be expensive for these companies. But you were seeing a lot of that stuff that's coming in from overseas where they just didn't do the research and somebody catches it. And of course, then you've got this big recall. Another one here that I thought was interesting, and again, there's not a lot here. I saw that Northern Tool and Equipment recalls their hot water pressure washers due to fire hazard. The fan wheel on the recalled pressure washer can fail, causing abnormal burner operation that can produce smoke or bursts of flames during use, posing a fire hazard. Get a hold of Northern Tool and Equipment to request a free repair by an authorized technician. There's about 1,400 of those out there. And then there's some more swimming pools, that kind of stuff. They have free repair kits for that. If you have a Trek bicycle, Trek and Electra electric bicycles recalled, the manufactured by Hyena, the rear bolts could come loose. They didn't torque them or they could break. So that's another one there. There's a lot of those, about 20,000 of those out there. So that's a big one. Now, here's the stuff that I'm seeing out there in the world that we're seeing right now. There's a lot of different changes in how we're seeing businesses run out there in the home improvement world. We're starting to see some interesting trends across the United States. There's a consolidation right now because there's a lot less people doing things because interest rates have been higher. They're getting down there. And then people are worried about having their jobs. People are worried about the economy. And so what we're seeing is a consolidation. You're seeing smaller companies in the manufacturing side in the home improvement world buying each other up and combining. You're seeing these large conglomerates and, I don't know, big hedge fund type companies come into a market. They will come into your area and buy up a major heating and cooling company. They'll bring in a plumbing company, an electrical company. So they will bring in, and they're creating these home service kind of conglomerates where you have the plumbing, the electrician, you've got the HVAC, and they're putting them all together in one company, which does make sense to some aspect. Because really these days, if you're going to be putting in a heat pump, many times you have to have all three of those to do that. I get it. It makes sense. We're seeing more and more of that out there. But we're starting to see that happen in markets. So that little, your favorite little HVAC company that you've dealt with for 35 plus years might be going away to a larger conglomerate that way. And that gets a little more interesting. So I think it could make people a little more competitive. But the problem that we're seeing out there is people just aren't tackling these big projects like they were. Now, there is some regional stuff to this. And I want to talk about this. If you're in California, if you're in Oregon where I am, or Washington, which is literally just a few miles away, we're seeing a different marketplace than we are in other places of the country. And in my area here in Oregon, we're seeing a lot of home builders looking at each other, scratching their heads, going, man, is 2026 going to be horrible? When you have a lot of people moving out of the state that have had enough and are moving to lower taxed places, that's a big deal. As Washington State up here, and we're not going to get into politics, but let's just talk common sense. Washington State is getting ready to put in a millionaire's tax up there. So if you make more than $1 million a year, which, geez, you almost need up there to be able to make to buy an average family home in Seattle with their housing prices. But if you make more than $1 million a year, that all of a sudden is going to be bringing more people out of the state, because you're going to have people that work remotely or travel a lot go, why am I in Seattle when I'm going to be paying 10% of my income? I'm moving to someplace else and I'll just move closer to the airport there and I'll fly out and go whatever I need to do. So you're going to see, if that goes through up there, you're going to see a different thing with the higher end homes up there and the higher end stuff. I think that is going to really hurt them in Washington State. And me being a Seahawks fan and a lifelong Seahawks fan, if you go into my own personal social media page, you'll see that in 1978 and 77, when the Seahawks were brand spanking new in the Pacific Northwest, my elementary school pictures, I'm wearing Seahawks uniforms. So I'm by no means a bandwagon person with the Seahawks, but looking forward to the Super Bowl this weekend. And no shade thrown on all the other teams out there. I really respect other people's teams out there. My girlfriend is a Chargers fan and we get along great on this kind of stuff. So anyway, what I'm saying here is that we're seeing so much happen out here. And in Seattle, you're going to see something different up there in other parts of the state, because you're going to see sports teams, hey, we need to re-sign our player. Or even worse, we're going to get a trade. All of a sudden that person's, hey man, I got to pay 10% more. I know it doesn't sound like much, but that could affect how your favorite team is even working up there. Because all of a sudden people are like, hey, I take a pay cut to go here. This is going to be a problem. So anyway, we already have all these taxes out here on the West Coast, and that is rearing its ugly head when it comes to this stuff. So it's going to be interesting to see. I think Washington with their new taxes is really going to go backwards up there. They already lost about $1 billion in tax revenue with Jeff Bezos moving to Florida out of Washington State. And when you take one of the most richest people in the country and move them out of the state and you lose a percentage of your income for the state, that really hurts. And they're just going to see more, because they're in Seattle. They have a lot of tech billionaires, of course, with Microsoft and all the different things up there. But you're going to see more and more of those exoduses as those taxes go up. And as they move to other places, it's just really simple. The richer people are, the easier it is to move, the more they can move. And if you're just going to tax those people, you're going to lose that tax base. And we're going to see this happen, because it happens everywhere else. That's why you see in these Western states, less people are moving, more people are moving away. And are people buying homes when people are moving away? No, they're trying to sell them. So new construction out here is bad. You're not seeing any tower cranes around unless it's a public works project. You used to be able to drive through Portland and see 15 or 20 tower cranes, and you might see one, but it's probably a public works project if you do. These are things that are affecting other states out there are really doing well. And if you're in that area, I applaud that you guys are doing things well. So that's really interesting to see. So we're seeing parts of the country where things are booming, parts of the country where things are going backwards. And I'm really shaking my head saying, hopefully, locally, people can get this stuff figured out because it will be a big issue moving forward. And to see if your city or your state or even your county or township does well will be directly done at how your local economy works in that. So this is not going to be like 2008 where we saw housing crashes out there. This is going to be much more of a regional thing. We're going to see, I think, in 2026, more people moving around to get themselves settled and get back in there. Hey, there's something I wanted to talk about here too, real quick. We're going to be talking about it. I'm going to have Johnny on the show here. We might do an extra, just an extra one here this week. So stay tuned for the podcast. Make sure you hit subscribe button for that because we are working on some stuff here. He is getting ready to roll out. And this is, I am super excited about this. But we're going to be rolling out his program that he's been working and all that. It's going to be a lot of fun. I'm super stoked. And this is an AI program for you contractors out there. And it is going to be something that is going to change everything for you. This is going to be a lot of fun. So we're going to talk about that. We're going to have some fun with that. I can't wait to discuss that with you and we'll show it. It's called, basically his working title for right now is InstaBid. But this is a whole AI bidding thing that's going to be able to help you out as a contractor. Send me a message if you want to take a free look at it. We're going to be posting it up later, but give you a little heads up on that. And you can send a message, just head over to aroundthehouseonline.com. And if you want to play with it, I'll get you lined up with Johnny. It's not going to cost you anything to play with. So if you want to do that, we're going to have a way for you contractors and people out there doing stuff. It's going to be able to give you a very quick price and turn those leads into sales and stop that consumer frustration of, I just wanted to see what it was going to cost. And that's going to be really big for everyone out there and stop wasting a lot of time for people out there that are just trying to create a budget because that saves everybody time. And one more last thing let's talk about real quick, guys. And again, just wanted to give you a quick update. There'll be a video out on it later today. Shoulder's doing really well. 1 week today after surgery. And if you didn't catch it, I had a big shoulder problem from mountain bike racing, blowing my shoulder up then to, that was 20 years ago, to this last summer trying to get my house done. I think there was a comment over on it was so funny, on Cam Anderson's page. If you haven't watched that video, it's great. There was a comment over there and whoever made it, hats off, it was funny. They basically talked about, boy, this HGTV divorce episode is funny. Because Cam Anderson, Blacktail Studio, of course, went through divorce this last year. I've gone through divorce this last year. And that brings up turmoil and everything else in your lives. But it's interesting. When I was trying to get my house done this last fall, I pushed it too hard. DIY mistake. Contractor mistake. Pushing your body too hard. Doing that cedar roof or the ceiling in my house with a already torn up shoulder. Just pushed it too hard. So that's where I tore the rotator cuff and partially tore the bicep and all these other things. Had damage previously they had to fix. So I am 1 week out and oh my gosh. My thing to you guys out there, make sure if you've got a shoulder, stay into the doc. I know surgery is horrible. I'm going to have 6 weeks in a sling. It's going to be hard for me to be one arm for 6 weeks because I'm active. But the pain going away, the next day after the nerve block wore off, that constant pain that I've been dealing with for 6 months was transformational in my life. And all of you people out there that deal with chronic pain and all of that stuff every day, hats off to you. The next day it was gone. And even though they had been in my shoulder with a scope and all these other things, it felt so much better the next day. Got off the pain pills after about 30 hours and got through that. And now it's just Tylenol. So doing that and it's working really well. And now I just have a lot of PT in the future after I get back from Design and Construction Week. So you'll see a lot of videos from me down there. I'll be one arm in it, as you'll see, but looking forward to heading down there next week. And we'll have some special stuff, some special people, and a lot to see down there. So you'll be seeing a lot of updates online with that. All right, everybody. Hey, this is running long. I'm going to roll. Thanks for tuning in to Around the House. We got a great new show this weekend and some great stuff coming up. We'll see you then. I appreciate every one of you tuning in. I'm Eric G, and you've been listening to Around the House.
Make sure to follow us on social media. Just head to aroundthehouseonline.com for all the links. Make sure you check out our new YouTube channel. Just type in at Around the House with Eric G and click subscribe and ring the bell for updates. We will see you next time. We're all over the radio. Take my hand, I know where to go. All over the radio with you.
Hey everyone, it's Eric G from Around the House. I'm teaming up with Cam Anderson. Yeah, the epoxy live edge master from Blacktail Studio for his biggest project yet. A full home remodeling on his stunning Blacktail Ranch. We're talking about this charming but dated farmhouse from lead paint chic to a modern functional dream home. Structural fixes, smart layouts, custom woodworking flair, real budgets, hiccups, pro tips, all documented step by step. If you're a Blacktail fan or love epic renovations, this is your series. Head to my YouTube channel right now, search Around the House Eric G, subscribe and check out the Blacktail Ranch playlist. Cam's intro video is live, and a fresh episode will be dropping very soon. Don't miss this transformation and subscribe today.